That rather neatly brings us on to marketing and selling. Marketing and selling, what the heck's the difference between those two? I'm a simple man and I like simple definitions. To me, marketing is the preparation for selling. You know, we all have to sell ourselves. When I stand up and do talks, I'm selling myself. When I offer some advice on something, I'm selling myself. And accountants traditionally have not been good at this. You only have to go back to the Monty Python sketch to appreciate that. But we do need to market and sell. Everybody needs to do that. And of course, that begs the question, well, how the heck do we do that? Do we actually need to? Some MIPs that I talk to say, never advertised once in my life. And other people say, well, actually, I do quite a wide range of advertising. I go through yellow pages, local freebies, papers, and so on and so forth. Now, what about a website? Do you think a website is important? There's been a lot of very good work done on websites. And of course, you can get website stats, SiteMeter, for example. You can bolt on to your website, which will actually give you an indication of traffic. Quite a few accountants, the bigger ones especially, put a lot of sort of simple free stuff on their websites. And they think that that's sort of background badging, as I would think of it. So they're not giving too much away, but it actually draws people in. There will be those cynics that say, actually, that's pretty much a waste of time. You know, the only real way of getting work and the best way of advertising is by word of mouth. And I think there are many MIPs that would agree with that, that the referrals, the phone call that says, oh, you already do Fred stuff, he's very pleased with you, could you have a look at mine because I want to change my accountant, or I've been talking to Fred down the pub and I'm starting up myself and he recommends you. Now that is free. It's the very best form of advertising and it's part of our professionalism. But it is important, I think, to consider at least a website. Is it essential? I personally think that if you're working from home and maybe depending upon your client base, it's not that essential. As you move up, I do feel, and again, I'm just being fractionally cynical here, that having a website is one of those things that people do. It's not necessarily a very effective use of your time. What else is there? What else should we be considering? What about newsletters, for example? I think they're quite effective, but again, like all of these things, they're pretty time-consuming, as indeed e-zines are. You see some of the slightly bigger accounting practices using e-zines. Email drives are cheap, but they are very time-consuming. I'm quite keen on targeted marketing. That is, you know, I saw this and thought of you, and you've got a sort of a short few paragraphs on something which is specific to your particular clients. I think that's a very important part of client management. So I am a fair fan of that one. And I suppose the last thing that we might just touch on is sector-specific material. So, for example, and in my own area, if you've got new rules, say, on services overseas, or you've got new tax rules for expensive cars, then you're going to have a quick look through your client base and find those that you should send this material to. It's targeted, it takes a little bit of time, but I think that's probably quite effective, and a follow-up phone call. Right. Well, I think that's as much as we're going to say on marketing and selling, and I think we need to move on to other things.